Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you help supporting this podcast, this site, we wouldn't be able to bring it to you. So deeply appreciated for all of those who have already supported. And if you want to help support OTR Westerns, please go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. And donate as little or as much as you feel like donating. Really appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's November 23rd, 1942, and the title is Lenny's Locket. Hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Oh, Silver! Hoy!
Lenny towered well over 6 feet in height, and his 240 pounds of weight were perfectly distributed. The dark-haired giant seemed perfectly content with his job as top cowhand on the Gentry Ranch a few miles south of town. His only other interest was Barbara, Cal Gentry's motherless daughter. Lenny's locket had always been a mystery to Barbara, and questions about it seemed to embarrass him. Why should a huge man like Lenny wear a tiny gold locket suspended on a slender chain around his bull-like neck? Barbara had never ceased to be curious, and today was no exception, as she and Lenny rode her father's buckboard down the main street of Twin Forks.
Why do you wear it, Lenny? Is it something your mother gave you a long time ago?
No, ma'am.
Then maybe your girl gave it to you. Have you ever had a girl, Lenny?
No, ma'am.
You must have gotten it someplace.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm not the only one who wonders about you wearing that locket. I've heard the boys in the bunkhouse talking about it.
Have you?
They think that maybe that's the secret of why you're so strong. That you're just like Samson. If you ever lost the locket, you'd lose your strength. Is that right?
No, ma'am, it ain't.
Oh, Lenny, why don't you answer me?
Well, I am answering you, Miss Barbara.
No, you're not. You're just... Oh, here we are by the dry goods store. Stop now.
Sure. Oh, you kidding.
Now, wait for me, Lenny. I'll only be a little
just
while.
Just a minute. Let me help you down.
Thank you, Lenny. Oh.
What's the matter?
There's Ed Winters coming up the street. He'll try to stop me. He always does.
Don't you worry about him, Miss Barbara.
He'll do nothing of the kind. Situations like this must be handled diplomatically.
What's that?
You wouldn't understand. I detest Ed Winters. But you know as well as I do that his father owns the bank. And Dad owes the bank money.
That ain't no reason for him to get smart with you. If he even so much as...
I can take care of Ed Winters. You just wait for me.
Yes'm.
Well, if it isn't Barbara Gentry.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Well, you're looking prettier than ever.
Thank you for the compliment.
Say, how about you and me?
I'm sorry, Ed. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that the way you talk to all of your friends, by grabbing their arms? Let go.
You're kind of snippy today, ain't you?
Oddly enough, you're right, Ed. I'm going in here and buy some silk for a new dress. And I intend to spend the whole afternoon snipping it. Good afternoon.
Well, Ed, looks like the Gentry girl kind of put you in your place.
Why, that little... I'll go in there and...
And do what?
Oh, hello, Lenny.
Hello. Did you say you were going to do something, Winters?
What business is it of yours, you big ox?
I make it my business.
Yeah? I know you tag around after that Gentry girl, but I'm not as scared of you. I do what I please.
Sure you do. Long as you don't bother Miss Barbara.
I suppose I gotta ask you before I speak to her.
No, you ain't.
Ed, keep out of my way. I don't care how big you are. I can whip you any day in the week.
Maybe. Would you like to try it?
I wouldn't dirty my hands.
Seems like you need a lesson, Winters.
Not from you, you dirty...
Hey, Ed Winters ain't doing so bad as that. Let him complain with it. Yeah, wait. Hope he's ready to stop a longhorse. Did you? Oh, that did it. That laid Winters out cold. And Lenny's hair ain't mussed. What in the world? Lenny. Yes, sir. And Ed Winters, why, he ain't hurt, miss. He'll be all right.
What happened?
Well, Ed just made the mistake of using his chin to stop Lenny's fist.
I told you to wait in the buckboard.
This was a job that needed doing, Miss Barbara, and I...
Come on. We're going home at once.
Yes'm. Get up there.
That Miss Barbara sure is Lenny trained, ain't she?
Yeah, and it's a mighty good job of training, too.
A few moments after the fist fight on the main street of Twin Forks, an Indian rode a paint into a small grove of cottonwood trees a short distance from town.
Won't come home, fella. Home, fella.
What's wrong, Toto?
Me see fighting, main street of town.
That's so? Who was fighting?
Ed Winters, son of banker, and Lenny from Gentry Ranch.
Lenny and Ed Winters, huh? I don't need to ask what the result was. Winters has had a good beating coming to him for a long time. What caused it?
Winters talked to Gentry girl, and Lenny not like it.
I don't blame him.
Big crowd watch fight. When it over, they leave. Then Tonto see something on ground. Pick it up.
What was it?
It gold. Lenny always wear it round neck.
Well, you mean Lenny's locket. He must have lost it during the fight.
Him gone when me find it, so me bring it here.
Now let me see it, Tonto. This is Lenny's locket. I've seen it around his neck dozens of times. This is the first time I've ever examined it.
That locket, big medicine, make him strong?
No, Tonto. I don't think this has anything to do with Lenny's physical strength, although some people like to believe that story.
Why him keep it?
Probably for some sentimental reason.
You open it?
Yes, Well, I've known Lenny for several years. I never thought...
We not keep it.
Oh, no, of course not. We'll wait till after sundown, then ride out to the Gentry Ranch and return it to Lenny.
And just as Tonto had brought the news of the fight on the main street of Twin Forks, another man who had witnessed it was riding in the opposite direction to tell the same story. He spurred his Mustang along a rocky trail which led through Blackstone Canyon. Finally, he reined up before a small cabin that was well hidden in dense underbrush.
Oh, you cows! Hey, boss, Pete!
Lank, where you been?
In town.
Well, did you look over that bank layout like I told you to?
No, boss, I couldn't. I didn't have time.
You didn't have time. I suppose you had more important things to do.
Oh, not that. There was a fight right across the street from the bank, and I stopped to watch it.
Fight? So you stopped to watch a fight? What kind of a gang have I got here, anyway? If I want anything done right, I better do it myself.
But, boss,
I can't show myself in the daylight. I'm going to spot this broken nose of mine in a minute. So I send you to look over a bank job, and what happens?
Wait, let me tell you about this fight I saw.
I don't care anything about it.
Yes, you do.
Huh?
One of the hombres in this scrap was tall. Real tall, over 6 feet. And big, chest on him like a bull. He's got black curly hair and blue eyes that kind of squint.
I tell you, What?
Hey, boss, that sounds...
Shut up. Are you sure, Link?
I saw him, didn't I? With my own eyes.
So, that big critter's still alive, huh? And right here in Twin Forks.
Yeah, he's punching cows on a ranch near here.
Yeah? Where?
Hey, top hand for a gent you know pretty well. Cal Gentry.
Gentry?
Can you imagine that? Him working for Gentry and us...
Shut up, Pete. You blab too much.
Well, what do you think of it, boss?
Couldn't be better. You've heard of killing two birds with one stone, ain't you?
Yeah. Are you meeting Gentry tonight?
Sure.
How do you know he'll show up?
He'll be there. Oh, by the way, did you find whether that banker's kid... what's his name?
Ed Winters. And he ain't no kid.
Never mind that. Is he still sweet on the Gentry girl?
Sure. That's what the fight was about. The big fellow almost killed him. He packs a stiff punch.
Good. If everything works out tonight, it'll be one of the last punches he'll ever throw.
And at this same time, Lenny was entering the living room of the Gentry ranch house. As usual, the big man's steps were slow and deliberate, even though he anticipated his employer's angry outburst.
Lenny, what's this I hear about you in a fight this afternoon?
I guess you heard right, Cal.
Well, I don't like it. Barbara tells me you almost broke Ed Winter's neck.
I guess I did hit him a mite too hard.
Why?
Well, the critter started to shine up to Miss Barbara.
And I suppose you didn't approve.
Nope.
Lenny, Ed Winters happens to be the son of the man who owns the bank. The bank that holds a mortgage for $10,000 on this ranch. The bank that only 3 days ago took a second mortgage for $5,000. And you beat Ed Winters into a pulp.
You ain't figuring on paying off those mortgages with Barbara, are you, Cal?
No, of course not, but... Oh, what's the use? You wouldn't understand.
Things are breaking kind of tough for you, ain't they, Cal?
Worse than that. Lenny, did you ever hear of a man named Bat Cummings?
Bat Cummings? An outlaw, wasn't he?
I think so. An outlaw killed 2 or 3 sheriffs some years ago. He's a small, misshapen man with a broken nose.
Nope, I don't think I know any Bat Cummings that looks like that.
Well, if you really want to do something for Barbara and me, too, save your strength to manhandle that buzzard if you ever see him.
Is he causing you any trouble, Cal?
Plenty. Oh, but there's nothing you can do. That'll be all, Lenny. I've got some work to do.
Sure. I just want to ask you one thing.
Yes, Lenny, what is it?
In that scrap up in Twin Forks, I lost my locket. Can I go back tonight and look for it?
You know, if it weren't so serious, it'd be funny. I'm worried about losing a ranch, and you're worried about a lost locket. Yes, Lenny, you can go back and look for it after the evening chores are done.
Thanks, Cal. Thanks a lot.
In the soft half-light of a rising moon, Lenny walked slowly toward the corral where his horse was waiting.
Lenny.
What the...
Come here.
Masked man and an Indian. Who are you?
I thought you'd remember me, Lenny. We met before.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto.
That's right.
Well, what are you doing here?
Tonto found your locket this afternoon after the fight. And we brought it back to you. Here.
My locket? Oh, thanks, thanks.
I knew how much you prized
it. All right, you gents, reach. All of you.
Somebody behind us, Tonto.
They've got us covered.
Right, you big lout. I don't know who your friends are.
I know who you are.
Shut up. I'll plug the first one of you that makes a move.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. In the deep shadows close to the corral on Cal Gentry's ranch, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Lenny are faced by the menacing guns of three outlaws.
Now turn around slow, all three of you. Get your hands over your shoulders.
And do what they say.
Maybe we jump them
up. Not till I give the word.
Hurry up and cut out their talk. Don't try anything sudden or we'll blaze away.
Look, boss. One of them is masked.
Well, so he is. I reckon the big fella ain't improved his company none.
Why, you dirty
lout? Here we are.
Well, what do you want?
That's my business. Drop your guns out of your holsters. Slow, like.
Come and get them.
All right, Lank. Go on.
Nothing doing, boss. I'm not getting near them.
Well, never mind. Just watch them. You two boys stand guard like it back. I won't be long. Shoot if they make a sudden move.
We will.
You better not try it.
Mangy sidewinders, they've been blackmailing poor Cal Gentry.
They have? For what?
Oh, it's something he did a long time ago. He didn't even know he was making a mistake.
Does Cook seem to know you?
They do. Tread it.
There ain't nothing needs talking about. You three keep still.
Hey, Lank, the boss is coming back again.
Good.
Didn't take him long. Hey, boss, you get what you went after?
I always get what I go after. Now we get the horses and take these three along with us.
I'll get them.
You. Name your horses.
They don't need going after. They'll come if we call.
Well, then call them.
Yes, Silver.
Come, Scout.
Well, them's prime horses. Maybe we can use them.
Here's our horses. Are we ready to get going now, boss?
Yeah.
Not yet. Now, Tonto, at them, Silver!
Look out! Watch that white one. He's slinging hoofs like a wood chopper. Now stop him!
No, you don't. Stand back!
Boys, get out of it! Make a break! Take Lenny!
Well, shoot, Tonto, he's got Lenny.
Hi, Taylor! Get up there!
No, shoot, they're using Lenny as a shield.
Me see him.
What's the matter?
Steady, Silver, we're not riding yet. Hold it, Tonto.
What was the gunfire? Who were... Masked? An outlaw?
The outlaws just left.
Lenny?
He went with them.
No, I don't believe
it. Not from choice. Are you Miss Gentry?
Yes, but...
Come on, where's your father?
He was in the living room working.
Well, take me to him. Where were you?
In the bedroom. Who are you?
No time for that later.
I don't understand.
Where's the living room? Please hurry.
Straight ahead. Dad must have heard the shooting.
Oh, which door?
That one. Dad!
Well, they knocked him out. Here, I'll help you.
I'm all right. Coming to now.
Here, sit here, Dad. Who did this to you?
Never mind, Barbara. Oh, Mask Man, who are you?
I don't know who he is, Dad, but I think he's trying to help us.
Lenny, where's he?
The outlaws forced him to ride with them.
Yes, I'm kind of confused.
I'll ride into Twin Forks and get a doctor.
Oh, no, child, I don't need a doctor. But I would like to have something hot to drink. Could you fix it for me?
Of course, Dad, right away. It'll only take a minute.
Excuse me, maybe that rap on the head affected my eyesight. Seems like I can see an Indian standing over there.
It is an Indian, Mr. Gentry. He's my friend, Tonto.
I don't know your names, either of you.
Names aren't important.
How do you happen to be here in my house?
Well, we rode out here this evening to see Lenny. Toto found his locket. We were returning it.
Oh, yes. He told me about losing it.
You were robbed, weren't you?
In a way, yes. Blackmail's a better word.
Toto and I are going to trail those men. Anything you can tell me about them will help.
Well, if you're trailing them, I'm going with you.
You'd better wait till you feel better. Oh, tell me, Mr. Gentry, how could they blackmail you?
That's something I've never told anybody.
Has it anything to do with Lenny?
Lenny? Of course not. Well, I guess as long as you've dealt yourself in the game, I might as well show you my hand.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell it quick before Barbara gets back.
Is she part of it?
She's everything. To me and to the story. It happened almost 16 years ago this winter. I just built this place. Then my wife died. I was just batching along here all alone, not caring much about anything. Then one night, right in the middle of a rainstorm, there came a knock at the door.
Who is it?
I don't know how to talk to you.
Why don't you talk plain enough to understand? What do you want?
You Cale Gentry?
Yeah?
I need your help, and I need it bad.
What for?
You know, there's a war between the Nesters and the cattlemen over on the other side of the canyon.
I've heard about it.
They burned down my house over there, killed my wife. Now they're after me.
You want to hole up here, is that it?
No, I'm going south. I can beat them across the border, but I can't take this with me.
What do you mean?
Here, you hold it.
Her? You mean it's a baby?
Yeah.
You can't leave a baby here. I don't know anything about babies.
I've got to leave her someplace. Them cattlemen are on the prowl. They're after us, Nesters.
Well, I don't blame them. I don't want any Nesters' child clutter up my house. Here, take her back.
I can't do it. There's four of us riding south, and we got to travel light.
Now, wait. Wait. At least tell me your name.
It's Cummins. Bad Cummins. But you don't need to hang that handle on that kid. So long. Get up there. Come on, boy. Get up.
A baby. Me with a baby. Now, what in the... No. Wait a minute, young man. Don't yell at me. I don't like this any more than you do. And by Jehoshaphat, I'm going to give you to someone else just as doggone soon as I can.
But I didn't get rid of her. I couldn't. Little Jigger started making eyes at me right the next day. Then she'd grab hold of my finger and hang on real tight. Kind of grabbed onto my heart, too, I guess. And inside of a month, I was raising her. Even picked out a name for the tyke.
Barbara?
Might have known you'd figure it out. Hey, it's Barbara. And it's something I've never told her. She thinks I'm a real pa, that my wife was her mother.
You've never told because of Bat Cummings?
Well, do you blame me? I've heard of the critter several times and was always bad. When he left here, he went on the prod for good, killed a couple of sheriffs.
Tell me, what did this man look like, the one who left the baby with you?
Cummings? He's small, kind of twisted-like, and he's got a broken nose.
Yes, I saw him tonight.
This is the third time I've seen him in the last 2 months. He showed up here after all these years and threatened to tell Barbara he was a real pa. I couldn't let her in for news like that, so I paid off.
How much?
$5,000 each time. I mortgaged my place to get the cash. Tonight I was supposed to meet him down by the canyon trail at midnight, but he showed up here early and hit me over the head. Well, now you know everything, stranger.
Just one thing more. What does Lenny have to do with all this?
Lenny? Why, nothing at all. Lenny's just a cowpoke that drifted in here a few years ago. Worked for me ever since. Thinks a lot of Barbara. Tries to protect her all the time.
Yes, I know he does.
Here's some hot tea, Dad. See if it makes you feel any better.
Oh, thank you, child. I'm sure it will.
I think Tonto and I'd better be going. We have some outlaws to trail.
No, wait, don't forget, I'm going with you.
Do you feel strong enough?
Oh, take more than a rap on the noggin to put me out. Get some more of that tea. Yeah, come on, I'm ready.
Where are you going?
After the hombres that are holding Lenny.
I'll go with you.
No, Barbara, I don't...
Oh, why not let her come along, Mr. Gentry? We'll keep her out of danger.
Of course I'm coming.
We'll have to hurry. If we don't get started soon, the trail will be too cold for even Tonto to pick up.
All right, come on.
A few hours later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Cal Gentry and Barbara picked their way along the trail that led to the outlaws' canyon hideout. Suddenly, Tonto called a halt.
Trail same, men walk. Maybe better we do same.
Easy, Silver. Yes, I think you're right, Tonto. We'll go ahead on foot.
Shall we go?
No. You and Barbara wait here with the horses. We don't know what we'll find, but if we need you, we'll call. Come on, Tonto.
Thank you.
are we going to stall around here? Why don't you put a slug through this big hombre and let's get moving?
Yeah. Why don't you do that, Chris? I'm no good to you now, am I?
You're good for me to look at a little while longer, you big ape. Think, after all these years, I find you working on the Gentry Range. It's really going to be a pleasure to beef you.
If you didn't have those guns on me,
I wouldn't do nothing with those hands tied together.
Hey, boss, look there.
What is it?
An engine and a masked man coming up the trail.
Frank.
Yeah.
Keep a gun on this hombre. I'll cover the window. Get your rifle, Pete. You can pick them off from the door.
Here.
There they are. Start pumping. What's the matter with you?
They talked.
I can break this window and do more with a six gun than you're doing.
Hey, that light's coming up for close.
Keep shooting. Oh! My hand. Oh!
Put down that rifle.
We
got you covered from both sides.
I
got to
do it, boss.
Me too.
They're all here, Toto. There's Lenny's hands are tied. Help him.
Huh?
Fine bunch of outlaws.
We heard the shooting. What's happened?
Why, you heard? Why, you...
Watch out for ground. Him cut down.
No, no, you won't.
Gentry. Lenny jumped in front of Barbara and took the bullet.
Lenny.
Keep those men covered, Toto.
Lenny, is he hurt bad?
Yes. I'm afraid so.
Oh, Lenny.
Locket. My locket. It's for you, Miss Barbara. I...
He wants you to have his locket, Barbara. Here. Easy, Lenny. I'll take it off. That all right, Lenny?
Your paw, Miss Barbara. Cow's the best paw.
Of course, Lenny, but...
Yes, he's gone. He died before he could tell you.
Tell me what?
I think the answer's inside the locket you're holding in your hand.
Lenny, locket? What?
Open it, Barbara.
Three pictures. Man, woman, and a baby.
Do you recognize them?
The man? Why, it's Lenny.
The woman's his wife. The baby could be you, Barbara.
Me?
You mean Lenny was Barbara's real father?
I'm sure of it. We'll find out soon enough. You, over there. Tell your story and tell it straight.
Yeah, you're right. The night Bat Cummings' house was fired, I swiped his kid. He thought the kid and the ma were both burned.
And you're not Bat Cummings.
No, that was his handle, the hombre you called Lenny. We were all on the prod together. Then somehow he found out about the kid being with you, so he turned straight and disappeared. I didn't know where he was until I found him working for you.
Poor Lenny. A secret he couldn't tell because he was outside the law.
I don't care what he was. I'm proud of him.
You have reason to be, Miss Barbara.
And I'm proud too, child.
I guess there never was a girl as lucky as I've been to have had two fathers all these years.
Guard the prisoners, Toto. I'm going to Twin Forks and get the sheriff.
Who is that man? The man with the mask.
And that Lone Ranger.
El Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.